Inspiration. A is for accepting your inspiring self, heart, mind. Inspiration inspires self-acceptance. Accepting your inspiring self, heart, mind is the beginning of experiencing a whole new you. Trying to change the cubicle self, heart, mind is a trying job indeed. A job that never ends, because we are usually trying to make the cubicle self into an inspired self, and well, that just isn't going to happen. Ever. Take it from Harriet. Harriet attended several cubicle workshops on self makeovers, changing your life, changing your kids, changing your husband, changing your marriage, changing your career, changing your wardrobe, changing your past, physical makeovers, emotional makeovers, brain makeovers, and spiritual makeovers. Harriet was desperate to make herself over into anything other than who she experienced herself to be. But about 2 weeks after every workshop, she went from revved up about her new potential self and life to go along with it, to crashing back down into her old self and the familiar world of Harriet. Why does Harriet keep repeating the same mistakes and expecting a different outcome? She doesn't know she is repeating the same mistakes. Why? Because little does Harriet know that it is the cubicle self mind that signed up, paid for, and attended all of these workshops. I hear you asking, but she was willing to change, wasn't she? No, not really. You see, Harriet was willing to change her cubicle self, which is not real change at all. Changing the cubicle self is like changing clothes. The changes go out of style, don't fit anymore. We need willingness to see ourselves differently, and we see ourselves differently by choosing a different heart, a different mind. But we have to get the wizard out from behind the curtain. Asking the cubicle self mind to change us is like assigning someone else the task of changing you, like the wizard. Then we find out that the wizard has no real power to do anything except manipulate the cubicle. Are you wanting to be manipulated? I think not. Why put someone else, the wizard's cubicle self, in charge of you? Remember the hemorrhoid? Does it make sense to ask the maker of the hemorrhoid to heal the hemorrhoid? Of course not, for it only has the tools to make the hemorrhoid. Is there a doctor in the house? Yes, you. Physician, heal thyself. It is your inspiring self, heart, mind, who will bring you the truly helpful changes you seek. The cubicle self mind is asleep and dreaming in the land of Oz. We know what happens there with the Wicked Witch of the West and her entourage.
I'm gonna get you, my little pretty, and your dog, too.
I assure you, that's a change you don't want. There is a change you do want. A change of heart, a change of mind. From the cubicle self-heart-mind to your inspiring self-heart-mind. This is the change you seek, but have yet to find because the cubicle self is doing the seeking. The cubicle self will never find your inspired self because it wants to be your inspired self. It is seeking to become something that is completely out of its realm. The cubicle self can only be released into inspiration so that your inspired self will then come into your awareness. Seeking is the means by which the cubicle self attempts to create. It is incapable of creating, for it has not the wherewithal to create. Thus, in its dissatisfaction, it is perpetually seeking. What is the answer? Am I not to seek? One cannot find something that does not even exist. It appears to exist, but in inspiration, no cubicle self can be found. Seek within your inspired heart, and all seeking will come to an end. For in your willingness, you will reach the end of your cubical self. Is a little willingness too much to ask when all of peace awaits you? What does all of this have to do with relationships? Herein lies the downfall of all cubical relationships. We are seeking for that which does not exist. We are seeking for our inspired self in another's cubical self. The other is seeking their inspired self in our cubical self. Now, if this isn't a cubicle dilemma, I don't know what is. Back to the land of Oz. Are you a wicked witch of the West? Are you in relationships with wicked witches? If we are identifying with the cubicle self mind, we are all the wicked witch. Ugly, isn't it? Even if the wicked witch has a makeover, she is still the wicked witch. For her heart and mind are living in a dream, a bad dream. In a bad dream, no one is truly helpful. That is what is making it a bad dream. A bad dream is all about appearances. So the wicked witch may change her appearance, but it is her heart and mind that are in need of a change. Practice accepting your inspiring self, heart, mind. Pause. Decide to be willing. Call on and connect with inspiration. Being present with your breath, a word, phrase, image, gesture, movement, or sound may help you to connect. Notice the cubicle self-seeking. Follow its seeking. Where does it lead you? If you want peace instead of this, open to self-acceptance. Say yes to a new heart, a new mind. Nothing is withheld. Everything is given you. Everything is received. It is simple. When you arise in the morning, simply set your mind on your willingness to be truly helpful. This is your invitation to your inspired self. Throughout the day, simply whisper yes to inspiration. Accept how you are being inspired. In accepting your inspired self, trust that you are doing your part in relationships. When you do your part, you inspire others to do their part. You become an agent of acceptance. Each person accepting, being, and doing their part one-to-one. In our self-acceptance, inspiration speaks through all of our relationships. Giving thanks. You have accepted your invitation to accepting your inspiring self, heart, mind.